welcome to another exciting episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Sitting here with Coach Anderville, Diane Anderville. How was your weekend, Thanksgiving weekend?
Pretty packed. We had our game, then I went home quickly on Monday and spent a little time with the family.
So you got to go home, and I know on the weekend you were fairly busy.
Yes.
Eh? Yeah. I mean, we had the Champlain-Lennoxville hosted a tournament on the weekend, and you were coaching a couple of teams there.
Yes.
And then we scrimmaged the game there, and then we had a game at Triolet. We'll get into all of that in a couple of minutes. On today's episode, obviously we got Coach Anderville here as usual. In the Meet a Gator segment, our second segment, we have Sarah Pearson from Kingston, Ontario. Super young lady from one of my former haunts. I coached in Kingston for 7 years, so it's always nice to talk to a girl from Kingston. And she's a first-year kid in sports studies, and we'll get to know her a bit better. And then we'll finish off the show in our third segment, and we'll let you know what we're up to this week. So let's start with our past week. We had a pretty busy week. I felt the girls were a bit tired this week, and we had a big game on Sunday. So during the week last week, we tapered a bit, and you know, we got ready to play Millersville University, a Division II school from Pennsylvania. They play in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, right, Diane? The PSAC?
PSAC, yes.
All right. But on Saturday morning, we scrimmaged St. Lawrence College from Kingston, Ontario. And, you know, they were not that good. And we played them they worked hard, and Coach Remy Simpson does a great job with that team. But I think we handled them pretty easily, and everybody played a bunch of minutes, and we sort of worked on stuff that day. Hey, Diane, what did you think about that scrimmage?
It was a good game for our bench players to
Yes.
get some reps, just to see how well they've learned the sets and how they could contribute to the team. And it's a way for them to know, like, what are their weaknesses, what are their strengths, and how they could improve and maybe try to earn a spot among our top players.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, in that game, I was very impressed with Jane Lourdes-Dumagin.
Yes.
All right, she had a tremendous game. I think Marie Houle starting to come around. Yeah. I think that Marika Couturier starting to
Yes.
come around. All right, all the, you know, obviously our top five were terrific, and but it was good for everybody, and I thought it prepared us well for Sunday, to be honest.
Yes.
You know, like, I think if we would have just practiced, it would have been different. We got up and down the floor, and you know, the energy systems are a lot different when you're playing a game. Anyway, Sunday we played Millersville University, who's coached by a bit of a legend, Coach Fleeg, who has 645 career victories at the D2 level. You know, in a Division II level in the NCAA is, you know, they provide full scholarships to their players. So it was a test for us. They played, I think on Saturday, they played UCAM and they lost by 9. And then we played them on Sunday at Triolet. The reason we played them at Triolet was twofold. Number one, there's a power outage at Bishop's every Thanksgiving Sunday. You know, it's just a routine they have to check the electrical stuff in the university. So we had to find a neutral site, and Triolet was kind enough to let us play the game there. And I thought they did a great job hosting that.
Yes, really good job.
You know, it was kind of nice playing out in the community. I don't know if you noticed it, Diane, but it was a different crowd than we usually have.
Yes. So yeah. A lot of local kids, like, they get the chance to see a really good team play against us, and I think they enjoyed themselves.
Well, the game ended up, it was a 82-59 score for us, all right, which was a huge victory. We came out flying in that game, and, you know, at one point we were up 30 in the first half.
Yes.
All right, they opened up in a zone, and Maud Archambault, Ashley Malum, and Emma Siciliano were on fire to start the game, and I think it was 40-11 at one point, and we kind of cruised in the second half. You know, we put it, like, I wasn't happy with a couple. I mean, I couldn't have been happier for the way we opened up the game. We were focused, and we were running the floor, and we kind of you know, we buried them in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of things that I wasn't completely happy with. I thought that we were, defensively we got lazy and we fouled too much. You know, 22 team fouls for the game was much too much. And I felt like we're not pursuing the ball on the glass. Yeah. So you know what? It's great because this morning we started working on blocking out and getting our hands and not reaching and not staying glued to people when they attack the basket. So, you know, I think we saw some weaknesses and we're going to have to address those if we want to get better as a team. In the game, individually, Mode Archambault had probably her top game as a Bishop Gator. She scored 29 points. She hit 7 of 11 from three-point land. So that might be a team record. I'm not sure. Like seven threes made. Yeah. All right. We made 12 threes for the game, which was 12 for 27, which is unbelievable. All right. We out-rebounded them 42 to 32. You know, I wasn't happy with 18 turnovers. All right. But, you know, we scored 28 points in the first quarter. We scored 24 in the second quarter. All right. And we had 52 at the half. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, the game was over by halftime. And, you know, it's on to our next performance. Now, Diane, there was lots of other action with our, you know, in our conference, we have Laval, we got McGill, we have UCAM, we have Concordia. Maybe you can recap what they did over the past week.
Okay, so I'll start with McGill. Right now, their record is 0-3. This past week, they played in Ottawa and they lost 43-40 to Ottawa. And on October 5th, they lost 52-49 to Carleton. Then we have Concordia. They're 4-1 right now.
Wow.
Last weekend, they played against Memorial and they won 71-58. Then on October 6th, they played against UPEI and won 75-44. And lastly, they played against Laurentian University on October 7th and they won 87-61. Now we have UCAM. They're 3-1. They had they actually played Millersville on Saturday right before us, and they won 78-67. So right now UCAM is 3-1, and lastly we have Laval. They're 4-0, but they started the season playing scrimmages against CJEP teams. So they won those two games against Sainte-Foy and Trois-Rivières. Then after they went to Toronto and they played Regina. They won 99-56. And they won against Ottawa 86-76.
Well, thanks for the recap. And all, you know, I mean, our conference is just crazy tough. And I think McGill, to their credit, all right, they're dealing with some injuries early, and they've lost some key people from last year. And you know that Coach Thorne's going to have that team ready. Concordia has two major recruits in this year, Miriam LeClaire, and who's the other girl they got? Nelly Owasu from Dawson. So they've got a solid, solid team. You know, UCAM's had a good start. And Laval, I think, is probably going to be the number one team in the country in the first ranking. I mean, they destroyed Regina, who's a top four team.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, and we had a good start to our year. So Quebec perennially does really well in non-conference play. And then we beat the crap out of each other once the conference starts.
Yes.
So that's an interesting thing. Anyways, that just about wraps up our first segment. We'll be back with Sarah Pearson on Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're here in the Meet a Gator segment with Sarah Pearson from Kingston, Ontario, a first-year student athlete who's studying sports studies, I believe. Correct, Sarah? Thanks for taking the time to come. I know you got a class at 1. This show is being taped Tuesday afternoon at noon, so we'll try to get you in and out of here. Sarah, can you talk a bit about where you grew up and when you started playing basketball?
I grew up in Kingston, Ontario, and I don't really remember not playing basketball, so I don't really know when I started. But I started like competitively playing basketball in grade 9.
Okay, and just for some background information on Sarah, Sarah's, about a 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot?
Depends the shoes.
Depends on the shoes, all right? She's a forward, all right? Very physical, very aggressive player. We're very fortunate to have her in our program, and it's her first year here, so she's making a transition. We saw Sarah play for a Jewel team, which is club basketball in Kingston in Ontario, and it's probably I think you played for the Kingston Impact, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, which is a terrific program in Kingston, and I'm wondering if you'd talk a bit about the club ball system in Ontario.
Well, I personally played in Jewel, which is kind of like the highest level, like competitive you can get, aside from like prep schools. But our team this year actually had like a really good lineup. But normally, you know, we struggle a little bit in that league because we're playing against teams who have like 50 girls to pick from. And we're good if we get enough girls to put on the floor.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think you played in a great organization, and I know you've played for some really good coaches in Kingston. I know you played high school ball at LaSalle, and I know the Kingston area because I spent 7 years there coaching at Royal Military College, and I loved Kingston, and I loved the club ball system there. And you know, maybe you could talk a bit about a couple of your former coaches. I know you played for Lucas Allen at LaSalle. And I know you played for Key Smart with Jewel. Can you maybe talk about those two guys and the impact they had on your career?
Well, Lucas did a really good job developing me. I played for him like when I was younger in grade 9 and 10. So just like developing my post game mostly. And then Kevin Smart, I had him this past year. And this was his first time actually coaching girls. So okay. It was a little bit of a different situation for both the players and the coach, but he knows what he's talking about, and he was a really good coach, so I think it definitely helped me transition a little bit better.
Oh, that's good. Now, when did you start thinking or knowing that you wanted to play university ball?
In the back of my mind, I kind of like always wanted to. I went through a phase where I didn't know if I was going to or not, whether I just wanted to focus on school or actually commit and play basketball. And then kind of after my grade 12 year, I decided to go back for a semester, and then that's when I started reaching out to coaches and letting them know that I was interested in playing post-secondary.
Now how, did you know right away that you wanted to go away from home? Because Kingston has Queens there, and that's a pretty solid basketball program. Coach Wilson does a great job there, and they've been perennial top 10 team for the last 5 or 6 years, and I know Coach Wilson was the coach of the year in the country a couple of years ago, and they were in the national semifinal. They lost to Laval in our conference. But did you have interest in going to Queens, or did you know you wanted to go away from home?
No, I wanted to go anywhere that wasn't in Kingston just to experience something new. Like, I didn't even apply to Queens when I was applying to schools. I just kind of wanted to go experience new things.
You know, I know how you ended up at BU. I know that you contacted me a couple of times and wouldn't leave me alone, and then you showed up for a workout, and you had a tremendous workout. How did Bishops get on your radar, and can you talk a bit about your decision to come to Bishops?
I kind of found out about Bishops through one of my guidance counselors at school, actually. I was just expressing that I wanted to go somewhere new and experience new things, and she had known a girl who went here, and got in contact with her, and then I just looked at programs, and they had sports studies, and I was interested in doing physiotherapy afterwards, so going in a program like sports studies where you can kind of pick your own and it's not as strict as kinesiology kind of appealed to my okay. interest.
Now, I'm kind of like a, I've seen Bishop's up close and personal for 4 or 5 years now, so I know it's a great place. What are your impressions of Bishop's, not primarily as a basketball school, but as a place for a young student to come and study from Ontario? What has that transition been like for yourself?
Well, obviously the school is super pretty to begin with, which kind of is very nice. But it's primarily an undergrad school. Yeah. So a lot of the kids you're in classes with are going through the same things you are. They're around the same age.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice because you get to experience things with people your own age and not older people. And the campus is very like segregated, and I kind of like that because it's just like you're here,
yeah.
you deal with your stuff, and then
it's kind of like you're on a deserted island. Yeah. Hey, now maybe you can talk a bit about the transition to being a university student, moving away from home, and playing basketball for a varsity team at a very high level. How are you balancing all that? And how has the transition been from studying in high school, playing in high school, now playing at university and studying at university and living away from home? How difficult the transition has that been?
Well, Calgary is obviously a lot different in every aspect. You have more of everything and kind of less time to do it. I kind of just like jumped into it, which probably didn't help in the beginning, but you just kind of do what you got to do and get it done. And then
yeah. I mean, I think early on, the first, like maybe around your third week, you hit a wall a bit, and then you fought through that. You got physically sick a bit. I think your immune system was low, and you seem to have settled in now. And like, I'm wondering, are you getting homesick yet?
I am a little homesick. My mom came up on the weekend, though, which was really nice, and she surprised me. My brother came.
Can you talk a bit about, have you had a time to, like, now that we've played a game or two, have you, and you've evaluated the level of play and where you fit into the big scheme of things in terms of your teammates, have you set any goals for yourself individually for this year on the court and for the team?
Individually, I just kind of want to become a like really aggressive player and be confident. Obviously, confidence is something I've always struggled with on the court. So being able to just like be confident in everything I'm doing on the court will definitely help my game. And then as a team, obviously, just go as far as possible. We have a really great group of girls.
What are your thoughts on the team and how the team is coming together and how you're fitting in with the group in the locker room?
Like, I love every single one of the girls. Like, we have such a good bond already. Like, before, during training camp, like, we were close before we almost even met. Like, anytime, like, any one of us is feeling down at all, I know I have, like, 3 girls at least checking on me at the time, and then somebody will talk to me later. Like,
now tell me this, like the word on the street with you, Sarah, is you're quite paranoid about sleeping in the morning. Have you got yourself an alarm clock? For all you listeners out there, we practice at 6:30 in the morning, which is, I think, maybe the most difficult thing for the girls to do when they first arrive here. How is that going?
It's a lot better now, but it was definitely a transition in the beginning. I'm not really a morning person.
Now, can you You're first and foremost a student, all right? And we try to understand that and provide some supports for you guys. And I'm wondering if you could tell everybody what you're studying, what that's been like, and what are your future aspirations? I know you touched on it a bit, but maybe you can do it a bit more formally here.
So I'm in the sports studies program. I'm thinking about either doing the health concentration or business. And then eventually I want to go into physiotherapy school afterwards, after I graduate here, or chiropractor school. So kind of unsure right now, but.
Well, those are some pretty lofty goals academically, right? And career wise. So you know that you're going to have to really buckle down in the classroom, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think, I guess what I'm hearing here is I know you love the game and you've been terrific on the floor and practice and in games and I see you as a major contributor this year. I think you're going to have to find some ways to manage your time if you if you if you got those things going, moving forward academically. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Hopefully gotten into some kind of physio or chiropractor program.
Yeah.
They're very competitive programs, so I'm definitely going to have to work hard.
Well, I always ask the girls this at the end. I'm wondering if you have any advice for a young student athlete, a female out there, who may want to follow in your footsteps one day. Maybe a young kid from Kingston who wants to play university basketball. What would your advice be to them?
I would say, first of all, make sure you're passionate about playing, because when it gets tough, like, that's the only thing that's going to get you through it is like the love of the game and that you want to be there. And then I would, at least for me personally, my biggest advice would be to reach out, get help when you need it, and then like reach out to coaches if you want to play. That's what I did.
I think it's some great advice. I think a lot of times the people who need help the most rarely ask for it, you know, and I think coaches are there to help you. So one other thing, one last thing, Coach Norman took a lot of heat last year for always picking the song of the week, and he usually picked Van Morrison. Now, I have a young lady here who's from Kingston, and I know she was over at the house the other night with a bunch of the girls, and we were sitting around chatting Thanksgiving, and it came out that Sarah Pearson's a big fan of the Tragically Hip, which happens to be my wife's favorite band. So I'm hoping that song of the week is going to be from the Tragically Hip, but I will understand if it's not. But you need to understand that I'm going to be in the Pooch Palace with the wife if it's not. So what's the song of the week, and what's the special meaning behind it?
I did pick a Tragically Hip song. I picked Fireworks.
Ooh.
Just the kind of message behind the chorus is like, if you have the right mentality, like, you can do anything you want. Like, there's endless possibilities.
Wow, that's a great message, because I'm thinking we could do just about anything we want this year, all right? And I see just great things happening for the team. I see great things happening for yourself. You know, I want to just tell you how grateful I am for you choosing Bishops and how hard you've been working on and off the floor. We're very proud of you, your parents. I don't know what they did, but whatever they did it right, and they should be very proud of you, and I'm sure they are. And I wish you all the success in the world on the floor this year, on the court, and in the classroom. So thanks very much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This is the wrap-up segment of our show. We're going to preview what we're up to this week as a team. You know, we started preparation today for our upcoming tournament. We're traveling to McGill University this weekend, which is great for us, all right, for a number of reasons. Number one, we're traveling 2 hours to play two games. All right, number two, it's great that we're only traveling 2 hours because, you know, being outside of Montreal, we have to get to Montreal and then go somewhere from there. So say we're going to Toronto or, you know, out east, or we're flying. It's really taxing for the student athletes. You know, we had McGill up here last year at our tournament, and so we got a reciprocal. They invited us back to theirs this year. We're not going to play each other, but it allows us to play two games in Montreal, and a bunch of our players are from Montreal, and it also allows us to play two games in a gym that we need to get familiar with. We haven't won a game in McGill in a number of years, so yes, It'll be great for our student athletes to play in that setting. And maybe when we finally hook up against McGill later in the year, it's gonna give us a slight edge in terms of, you know, just being familiar with that environment. So I'm pretty excited about that. You know, we started practicing today. We're getting ready for Ryerson University. We play them Friday at 5:00. All right, and we play UBC Okanagan Saturday at 3:00. And, you know, both those teams we're 1-0, all right? Ryerson's 1-0, UBC Okanagan's 1-0. So, you know, we're all just settling into the new season, and we're all about at the same place in our schedule. All right, Ryerson is going to be a huge test for us. We played them last year at our tournament at Christmas time, and we played terrific that game, but that was last year, and we've graduated a number of key people from that team. They're returning just about everybody from last year. And they were knocking on the door last year. They were in the top 10 early in the year. And I think after we knocked them off, they never went back into the top 10. So I think they might have a little score to settle this yes. weekend. You know, and they opened up their year with they beat Dalhousie 83-47 on Sunday, September 30th. So that was a bit of an ass whooping they put on Dalhousie. And I know that they're looking to get even with us, all right? I think early in the year, you know, I don't know how much we're going to prep for Ryerson. I'm trying to give the girls some tools in their toolbox, especially on the offensive end. We've spent a lot of time on the defensive end. You know, Ryerson is coached by Carly Clark, who's a BU alum, all right? She played for Rod Gilpin for 5 years. She's a terrific coach. She's the assistant coach for our senior national women's team. So she does a great job with that Ryerson program. And I think they're a top 10 team. So it's going to be a great, great test for us on Friday. And I know our girls are really looking forward to it. On Sunday, we play against the University of British Columbia at Okanagan. And they've got a first-year head coach in Bobby Mitchell, who's taken over a program that's in a bit of a rebuild. And you know, I expect that they're going to be tough. I think they got 4 or 5 first-year players. So, you know, they're kind of young like us. So that will be a good test for us as well. And really looking forward to that game. I think it's going to be a fun weekend. And, you know, another thing we have on tap this week is the girls are going to to Provigo tonight. And we're having our third seminar workshop with the nutritionist Emily Richard from Excellence Sports Sherbrooke, who's done a great job with our girls, and they're going to go shopping tonight for recovery snacks and drinks for our tournament this weekend. So that's a neat little thing. All right, the other thing that's starting to heat up, Diane keeps a close eye on academics. And Diane, I noticed the summary you sent to me this morning was pretty heavy. What's going on that aspect?
It's midterm season, and a lot of girls have to study now, have to prepare for their midterms, big assignments that they have to take care of.
Yeah, like, you know, we got to be leery. I noticed they were quite tired this morning, you know, and, you know, some of them, we played Sunday, so some of them, you know, a good portion of the team managed to get back to their families to celebrate Thanksgiving, but then they had to get back last night, and we were on the court at 6:30 this morning, which is Tuesday, and you know, unfortunately we got to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 6:30 in the morning, and then we hit the road on Friday, and the grind is on, that's for sure. Now Diane, what does it look like for the rest of our conference foes this week? What kind of action do they have on their slates?
For McGill, at their own tournament, they'll be playing UBCO and Ryerson as well.
Yep.
Then UCAM, they have this week off, and they have to prepare now for next weekend when they play Cape Breton, ZFX, and Nipissing. Laval will be in a tournament in Kingston. They'll be playing against Acadia, Alberta, and Queens. And Concordia will be in Toronto. They'll be playing Western and Toronto.
Okay, so, you know, like the schedule is hot and heavy now, and everybody's, you know, into their preseason conference stuff. And you know, we're all preparing for, you know, the second week in November when conference play heats up. I think we open up November 10th against UCAM at home. And you know, these preseason games are huge because they go into rankings, and it plays a big part down the stretch for the national champions, for the national championship and the seedings that happen out of it. The last couple of years, our conference has had the wild card, all right? Laval has been the wild card in the Final Eight the past 2 years, and that's based on their non-conference record, basically. So it's huge. We, you know, we're obviously looking to get better, but we're obviously looking for good results as well. Now, Diane, it's that time of the week where everybody is anxiously awaiting your coaching tip of the week. So what do you have for us this week?
So this past weekend, I had a couple games with my girls, and it was the first time that I actually saw them play. And One thing I want to say is, as a coach, you need to be able to adjust, not only during the games, but also through practice. So I saw a couple adjustments that I need to make based on our plays and stuff, but also how I can improve the girls' development and to be better for the season. As a coach, you have to adjust and give feedback during the game, and then take those feedbacks and apply them during practice to set goals for the team. So one of the problems I saw during our game is that we don't rebound and we don't get to spots in time. So during our next practice, that's what I will work on. Make sure I tell them feedbacks about the game and how we can improve, and making sure they see why we need to make those changes, because I believe those were some of the key factors that affected our game and which resulted in our loss. So make sure you give those feedbacks and then adjust. Keep mentioning to the girls that this is what we need to do to be better, and again, make them accountable for their actions. And that's how you'll be able to develop your game and the students' games.
That's great advice. You know, and Diane, I got to tell you, I was very proud this weekend when I went into the gym and I saw you coaching your players. You were, you know, and I heard you yelling out, get to spots and you know, hands up. And, you know, the girls are, I think, are getting a great, great experience with you. And I'm sure that, you know, all the hard work you've put in with our program is going to pay off dividends down the road, not only for yourself, but for your players. And I like the fact that you're mentioning you got to adjust. And, you know, I'll give everybody a clear example. I was up late last night trying to figure out what I was going to do this morning. All right. I had a whole practice planned. And then I walked into the gym this morning and we didn't have our gym available because the power was off in our main competition facility. So I was told at like 6:10 that I would only have half a gym, and on the other half of the gym would be the Bishop's University cheerleading squad. All right. So I went from a full competition gym to a half a gym with three baskets with a cheerleading practice going on the other half. And you know what? I could have got mad about it, or you know what? It's just another thing that you have to deal with in this coaching profession. And I adjusted, and basically, you have to adapt, improvise, and overcome. And I thought, you know what? We had a terrific practice this morning. We got so much accomplished. But I think it was because, you know, we didn't lose our cool. We came up with an alternate plan that was sort of the same as what we're doing, but it just tweaked it a bit to use the facilities and the training environment that was available to us. So, Diane, that's great. That's a great coaching tip. You know, it's going to, hopefully next week, Diane, we're going to be in here and we're both going to have big smiles on our face because we won a tournament, or, you know, even better, that we played well and we continued to progress. I'm very happy with this year's team thus far. And have a great week, Diane.
Thank you.
And hopefully we're going to have some great news for everybody out there next week. All right. So this is Craig Norman. For Diane Anderville, we wish you a great week, and we'll see you next week on Time Out with Coach Craig Norman.